Like the markets are enjoying a good lunch of success. John Taylor joins us from Stern Agee and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Good morning, and I'm going to give you some statistics on the stock market that I think are going to really be kind of shocking. Some of those foods you just heard about from the governor. Yesterday, the market finally did it. The S&P 500, for the first time ever, closed above 2,000. It is barely 2,000.02. That's a record. Now, the previous day, it had traded above that, but didn't close above that. The Dow also well above 17,000, closing at 17,106. Dow futures up about 10, 11 points this morning before the market opens. But these statistics are unbelievable. Now, first of all, if you take all the stock markets of the world, including the S&P 500, because this rally has happened in other markets too, not just here, global equities right now, $66 trillion. That's the value of all the publicly traded stocks. Put that in perspective, if you go back to when the market was at its lowest point, which was March of 2009 after the big crash in 2008, global equities were worth only $25 trillion. The S&P 500 is up 195% since that low point in March of 2009. Now, it took the S&P 500 16 years to get from 1,000 to the 2,000 close yesterday. If you annualize that, that's only a 6.2% return per year. Not that exciting when you consider some of the trauma you've been through during that period of time. But one of the things that's very interesting and sort of troubling is that retail investors, that's people like me and you and Bill and others, they're not taking the bait. They're really not getting back in the market. Many of them still sitting on the sidelines, even though CDs and money market accounts are paying virtually nothing. They still remember the pain of the technology bubble bursting back in 2000 and then, of course, the crash in 2008. All this trading is really happening primarily because of large institutional trades. But, wow, the numbers are pretty impressive. Here's an interesting report. Smith & Wesson Holdings, you know, the company that makes all the guns, their stock is down almost 12% this morning before the market opens. Why? Well, their revenue was way below what it was last year and way below what Wall Street expected. They actually beat Wall Street's expectations on earnings by a very slight amount, but really wasn't very much. And even considering that, their net income is down 45% this year versus last year. They reduced their forecast for the remaining part of the year, which is what sent the stock down so much this morning. The CEO says it's primarily because of lower sales of long guns, specifically sporting rifles. Now, consumer confidence looking very good. It hit its seven-year high when those numbers were released yesterday. Now, what's interesting about that is that stronger consumer sentiment, consumer confidence leads to stronger consumer spending. Consumer spending is 70% of our economy, and, of course, we're just looking right down the neck here soon of the Christmas and holiday shopping season, so maybe that's good news. And perhaps the consumer's confidence is showing up in Tiffany's numbers that were released this morning. Tiffany's the jewelers. Their quarterly earnings substantially beat Wall Street. They raised their forecast for the remaining part of the year. Their net income is up 15%, revenue up 7%. And that stock over the last 12 months, Tiffany's is up 24%. And lastly, if you're accustomed to booking your air travel on some of these online services, well, you may have to rethink some of this. American Airlines is pulling their listings from Orbitz Worldwide. They say they, quote, "We've worked tirelessly with Orbitz to reach a deal with the economics that will allow us to keep costs low and compete with low-cost carriers." So effective Monday, American Airlines, which is also the parent company of U.S. Airway, going to withdraw all their fares from Orbitz. Now, we don't know what's going to happen with Expedia and the others, but they clearly could not get the deal they wanted in terms of what Orbitz was paying them to book online. So if you've already got tickets you booked on Orbitz, you're okay, but if you're looking to book something on Orbitz, better get it done before Monday.
All right, John. You know, the consumer confidence level seems, as you say, to be going up. That would tie in with fewer gun sales and more jewelry in the sense that people are, Tiffany's doing so well.
Exactly.
Is there a disconnect? We look at the world and it looks like people would be more cautious and concerned. And
yeah,
I'm sure they are, but what do you think?
Well, it's really interesting. A lot of the experts are talking about that, how we're ignoring all these geopolitical risks that we talk about all the time. It doesn't seem to affect the confidence. And, of course, the rising stock market contributes to the increase in consumer confidence also.
And if I'm in business, I'm not unhappy with that.
That's true. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. That's John Taylor with Stern Agee and Leach at 820 South 21st Street. If you're doing business, you know, you do business when you can. And if you can't, then you have to find ways to, you know, get the job done still. And John Taylor has some ideas for you in terms of your financial situation, some of your investments. You may have a question about what he talked about, and will answer it a lot better than I could or even start to. If you'd like to visit with him at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, it's Stern, AG, and Leach. You can also call him at 479-782-2527.